I'm Gerald Owens with this WRAL News Brief. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled against North Carolina lawmakers by rejecting a fringe theory that legislators are not subject to state courts when it comes to election law. It means in the future, state courts will retain the power to throw out voting maps and laws that violate the state constitution. Raleigh police say a man who died after crashing his car into a Duke Energy truck may have been impaired. They identified the driver as 47-year-old Ryan Fox. This happened just before midnight on Six Forks Road. The Duke Energy truck had pulled over to respond to a power outage when a white sedan slammed into the back of it. A staff member at the Butner Detention Center was injured after being attacked by a group of juvenile inmates. This happened Sunday night at the Dillon Juvenile Detention Center. The Granville County Sheriff's Office told us the five inmates attacked the counselor, took her keys, and escaped. They were able to track down all five inmates and return them to custody. We'd love to connect with you online. Just go to our Facebook page and join the conversation. I'm Gerald Owens. Have a great day.